always yale shloimei al mezbechu that he can bring up 1,000 kabbalas. Like she says, ukeshate megi lechesh ben eres and minyan ameis she mezbech avonim shal shloimei befo lev.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape. Continue on the blood daf next tape. We'll stop here.
We'll start over again from the Nuntes, from the Aleph, from the bottom of the Gemara. Again, last Gemara, Shalom was, but Rav said that Mizbeach Shenifkam, so Kol HaKadoshim Shenishchutu Shom, is Psulim. To make a Shechita, the Korban is possible since the Mizbeach is Pogam. So in the bottom of the Gemara is the question, Hav Omer of Gid Lom Rav, Mizbeach Shenekal, the Mizbeach was necker uprooted from its place, still you could bring Keteris. So you see, even though you don't have a Mizbeach, still the Mokim is roy to be used. So my answer is no, Kediyam HaRav, like Rabbi says, that Moidahoy Rav Yudah B'domim, that when it comes to the Lochos, Rikas Adam, there if the Mizbeach is not fit to be used, it's possible. So Achinam here also, Moidah Rav B'domim. The Rav agrees by Domim, if the Mizbeach is pogum or necker, the korban is possible. Rav only says by the keteris that it's kosher, but not by domim. Now the Gemara says, my Rav Yudah, where's Rav Yudah's halacha? The Tanya, we learned like this. The pasuk says in Melachim, Vayayimahu kidesh ha-melech teich ha-chotzer. And that day the melech was mekadesh the chotzer, ki Mizbeach shasem Moshem kotem heichem. That Mizbeach that they had for Moshe's time was too small to be used. So, Dvorim Kirchsovim Divir Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah holds the Dvorim Kirchsovim means that the Mizbeach was too small, so therefore they were Mekadosh the Ritzvah. They made a special Kedusha on the floor of the Chotzer that it could all be used L'shem Mizbeach L'Akter Elohim. Even though there's no room on the Mizbeach, still you're allowed to be Makter it on the floor. That's what Reb Yudah says. That the floor of the Azor is also kosher to be marked. It will still see it means the Keteris, but not Domim. And that's what Yud learns from the Posik. Omele Rabbi Yosi Rishi says back, no, it's not true. Vahaloi Kvanem, the Posik says, Elef Oilus Yalish Shloimal Mizbeach Hu. That on the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Shloim was able to bring 1,000 Kabonis. And Rashi explains the Mizbeach was only 5 amas by 5 amas. And 4 of it was used up. Really, the Mokam Hamaroch itself was only 1 amma by 1 amma. To see a place of 1 amma by 1 amma is fit to bring on it 1,000 kabbonis a day. Now, the Ilu B'Beis Salomin, by the Beis Hamigdash Shoyim, it says, Vayizbach Shloimoi, Ezevach Hashtom Hashazovach Lashem, Boker Eskri Mishnayim Elef. He brought 22,000 kabbonis a day. Now, Rashi brings down that the Cheshbon of the Mizbeach that he had by Shleimoy was 20 by 20. So it comes out, Ukeshata Magila Cheshbon Eloys, or Leminion Amois, Zagodom is there. Lemaisa, this Mizbeach, which was 20 Yamas by 20, had plenty of room on it, the Mizbeach that Shleimoy already built by his base Midish to bring 22,000 Karbonis. So he did not have to make a bigger Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was plenty big enough to bring all these Karbonis. So, Ela Mai Kotim Echel, what does it mean to say that Mizbeach was too small? It means to say, Kodim Oimel Chavira, someone says to his friend, Ploini Nenesu, that Ploini is a Nenes, means he's like a midget, he's too small. In other words, the Apostle Avoida, that the Mizbeach was not fit to be used anymore. It means, the Mizbeach Avonim, Mizbeach of stone Mizbeach, so Rashi says, Ela Mai Elamal Kotm Hechel, Lava Mizbeach Abonim, that's why I'm at Mizbeach Abonim. On the Shulmi Yaino, Elam Mizbeach Anachoshis Koma. It means the first Mizbeach Anachoshis or Moshis on Mizbeach. Or Bola Poisla Yolam, we're coming to say now that Mizbeach Anachoshis that was still around from Moshe Rabbeinu's time, now it's possible, it's not fit to be used. Stalin Meister was pogrom. So what it meant to say was not really it's too small, it just meant to say we can't use it anymore. Says the Machlokes in Rav Yehudah and Rav Yosi, what exactly is on the pasuk? So Moses says now, for Rav Yehudah, sharp the comma Rav Yosi, the whole Rav Yosi time is good back to Rav Yehudah. They can't say that the Mizbeach was too small to be used, according to the Cheshbon, that on one arm by one arm they could bring 1,000 kabbonis. So by Shlomo's time, that had been 22,000, and it was so much bigger than Mizbeach, So what do you mean to say it was too small? There's plenty of room to be used. Sumar says, we have Yudu at time, Yudu goes according to his own time. The Yom that he says, Mizbeach Shosra Moshe, God of all you know, that the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made was not only the Maroch of one Amma by one Amma, but it was much bigger. Since it was much bigger, it was more than 5 by 5. Therefore, according to the Chesh Bin Taka, Shloimeh's Mizbeach was too small. The Tanya was known like this, Chomesh Amos Oirech, Vechomesh Amos Roichev. Tavon Kirchsovam Tibi Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says that's how big the Mizbeach was by Moshe. It was 5 amas wide, 5 amas long. It was 5 by 5. Tavon Kirchsovam, that's how wide the Mizbeach was. And then Nechnami on top, the Mokom of the Marocho, but used to burn the actual Kabonis, that was only 1 amma by 1 amma. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nema Kan Ravu, it says here the Mizbeach was a square. For Nemalhan, says by Yecheskel, by the Besamikdash Hashem, Yol Osid, it says Ravua also square. So Malhan, just like over there, when it talks about the square, Nem Tziusai Hoyamoidit, it means to say something about the middle, the center of the Mizbeach, how long it is each side. So Avkan here also, when the Chumash says, when the Pasuk says it was 5 amas wide, Nem Tziusai Hoyamoidit, it means to say from the middle of the Mizbeach, there was 5 to one side and 5 to the other side. So together really it was 10 amas. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach was 10 amas by 10 amas. So Moreh's question, V'hosam there by Yecheskel Minolan, how do we know there, Taka, that's where the Cheshm was? It was a square, it was like in the middle. See, the Pasuk says, V'yoriyom, at the Mizbeach, it was 12 amas. So the Chur maybe means the whole thing was only 12 amas. Maybe not that way. And the Yud Beis are Yud Beis. That maybe means to say it was really only 12 by 12. Kishwem, when the Pasuk says, El Arbois, Reboyov, on the four corners of it, Melamichem Tziusahu Maidid. It means right now we're counting from the middle of it. So therefore it means to say it was Yud Beis from the middle to the right, and Yud Beis to the left. Here also, by the Mizbeach, when it says it was 5 amis, does not mean it was 5 by 5, but really what it means to say is, it was 10 by 10. Samar says, for Rabbi Yossi, what does he do with this? I tell you, ki groma, gzeir shava, begoifu de groma. Rabbi Yossi learns gzeir shava for the height of the Mizbeach, but not for the width. For the width, Rabbi Yossi tells the Mizbeach was only 5 by 5, but for the height, that he holds it was taller. The Tanya will learn like this, V'sholosh amos kamosai, that the Mizbeach was 3 amas tall, 3 amas. By the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, it says was 3 amas. So Dvorim Kichsovim, did the Rebbe Yehuda, that's the way it was only 3 amas tall. Rebbe Yossi Emunah, Rebbe Yossi says, Nema Kan Ravua, it says here in Shemais Ravua, Nem Malahalan Ravua, Malahalan Goivo Pishnayim Korkoi, it was twice as high as it was wide. According to the Mizbeach, was only 5 amas by 5, but it was tall 10 amas. Is Avkanir also Pishnayim Korkoi? It was twice, the length was twice the width. Rashi says, Nem Malahalan Ravua means with Mizbeach Hazov, it says Arma Orkoi, the Yamaroch Ravua, Amasayim Kamosai, 1 by 1, and then 2 amas was the height. Izav Kanir also got a Pishnayim Korkoi. Harva Yuramis, Sefer Meforish, or Lekaman Meforish of Yasi, Mai the Gimel Kamosai. What does it mean to say only Gimel Kamosai? So Mur says, Omalai Rabbi Yehuda, if you just said back to him, Shalf, you go to this mat, to like Fanem, but the Chotsu, Meiramo, for Kremichom Mishamis, but I call upon him the Kashri is, is it possible that the Kohen should be standing on top of the Mizbeach, the Yavoidu B'yodoi, and he's doing the Yavoidom, for Cholom, Royin Oysari Vachutz, everybody could see him outside, I'm a staffer like that. In other words, the Hekif of the Kohen of Mechitza surrounded was only 5 amas tall. So, she Kohen Rashid Roshim Mizbeach, Yavoidu B'yodoi, how is it possible the Kohen should be standing on top of the Mizbeach and have the avoid in his hand, and everybody could see him. It's not mustavu like this. So Amulei Rabbi Yossi Reishis says back to him, V'aloi kvanem, the pasuk says, V'yes kolay ha'chotzer, v'yes mosach shara chotzer. Hashem ala mishkon, it says no, it says the kloyim, like was by the mishkon. V'yala mizbech, on the top of the mizbech. So it's hekish. Ma mishkon yudamis, just like the mishkon, who was tall ten amos, af mizbech yudamis, who adin, the mizbech was tall ten amos. V'yem, and the pasuk says, kloyim chomish asar amo, elakosef.